Costa Catholic Academy annual auction coming up this Friday night. Where, Tyler?
The View.
The View? No, the Vault. The Vault. It's just down the street from us, you know, here in Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about it is first off, Nicole Rosencheck. Nicole, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being in with us this morning. Also, Charlene Sullivan. Charlene, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. So how many years has it been going on now, Nicole?
This is our 36th. Annual.
Wow.
Yes.
A lot of them then. So, hopefully over the years, a lot of money's been raised. Well, let's first off talk about why the auction even takes place. Charlene, we'll start with you on that.
Yeah. So the auction is just a way for us to raise funds to support our school and all the great things that the Costa Catholic Academy provides for its students and families in Galesburg.
Yeah. It seems like over the years, you've had some pretty good turnout for the event.
Yes, yeah, it's always an event that's well attended and always looked forward to, and like you say, over the 36 years, there have been lots of people who have played a big role in it, and we've got big shoes to fill.
Yes, this is our first year.
So you guys are you're in control of everything this year. So if it goes bad, you know, it's not going to go bad.
It's going to go great.
It's going to go great. Absolutely. Well, yeah, Nicole, talk about getting involved and. Getting involved in doing this. How did that come about?
You know, it's interesting because we're both kindergarten parents. Mm-hmm. So we're new to this and I guess maybe a little bit naive and ambitious. And so when Father Brokaw came to Charlene, I believe she was the first victim there with taking over. And then he gave me a call and we've learned a lot this past year as we've planned this. A lot goes into this, honestly, that I did not know about. But,
you know, there's probably discussion every year between the experienced people like, okay, who's new parents at the school? Who can we get to do this?
Yes.
So you two this year. All right, well, let's talk, Nicole, about what is actually going to be happening on Friday night at the Vault. Give us the hours first off.
Sure. So the doors are going to open at 5 o'clock, and people are welcome to come. We'll have the bar open. And then at 6:30, we're going to serve hors d'oeuvres from Pat and Block. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, this kind of takes place. We've typically done a course meal in the past, but we're going to have some great hors d'oeuvres from Pat and Block. And at that time, of course, even when doors open, all of the silent and live auction items will be present. We've spent hours putting together baskets and setting things up and getting ready for this. And then at 7:30, the live auction will begin with, you know, those bigger items that you want to bid on in person.
Charlene, I see you brought the big hat. Of course, the theme is a night at the races, kind of a, I guess, Kentucky Derby theme. Is that right? How'd you guys come up with that?
Yes, correct. Well, the Derby is the following day, and the Vault had an event on Derby Day, so we went with the night before. But should be a good way to get everybody excited both for the Derby and kind of a fun change of events. And everybody likes to get dressed up and an excuse to buy a big hat.
Will mint juleps be available?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. They need to be. Do you have your hat, Nicole?
I'm going with a Fascinator this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know how to put it on yet, but we will
figure
that out.
Seems like it takes like bobby pins or something, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It looks a little more intense than I anticipated.
Yeah, you can't just set that on your head. It's not just going to stay, that's for sure. All right, well, let's talk about some of the items that people are going to be interested in. I know you're going to have a lot of wonderful items, things up for bid, whether silent or the live auction.
Right. So silent, we have everything from food, gift cards that are grouped together in baskets to local areas, and we're very grateful for all the support from local businesses and the donations that we've received. To art, we have some Dusty Scott pieces that are very popular, mm-hmm. and the silent auctions can all be bid on online through the website up until the close of the silent auction at 7:30. Mm-hmm. So anyone not in attendance can bid online.
All right, so you need to purchase tickets. How can you go about that?
So anybody who wants to grab a last-minute ticket, I would have them call the Costa office, or you can look up Costa Catholic Academy on the website GiveSmart. That will take you to a link to buy tickets, to bid online, to look at all of the items that we've taken photographs of, and also shows what those live items will be at the event.
Any items, Nicole, on the auction? He's like, man, I got to have that. Or somebody else said, hey, I got to have that. Maybe your dad. Is there something on there?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to push him. There's actually, G&M donated a really cool, it's a Budweiser fridge.
Oh, okay.
And it comes with two cases of Budweiser, but he's got a man cave, you know, like a little sports area out behind their house. And so I think it would fit perfect there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Clint, you listening? you've been on them already, I'm sure.
I have, of course.
Well, that's why, and we decided probably that's why you're not doing trivia, because we know your dad would win.
Yes.
100% yes. Average here on Galesburg's Morning News.
So. Yes.
That's all right. So, Charlene, talk about any other particular items that you're kind of looking forward to. It's either seeing what they go for or just, you know, people are going to be really crazy interested in.
Right. So we have a Pollywood patio dining set that Nicole and I have been using as our desk while working on the auction, and it's really nice.
Beautiful.
And as well as we have a goat yoga package. It's in conjunction with Lavender Lotus. And my mom has goats, so she has a bunch of babies, and you get to come do yoga with Michelle and baby goats running around.
With mimosas at the end. I definitely think that's an item I'm going to be going after.
Tyler, are you going to be fighting out with Nicole?
I knew you were going to turn to me. I've never done it with goats. Only cats.
Cat yoga is fun too, right?
Not fun.
Better than tiger yoga, just saying. So goat yoga, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a cool thing. Well, it all happens again coming up this Friday night at doors open at 5:30 and the heavy hors d'oeuvres at 6:30, 7:30, the live auction, and just a lot of stuff. The vault, just down the street from us here in downtown Galesburg. Talk a little bit more, Nicole. You mentioned the heavy hors d'oeuvres. I'm not even sure what that means.
Yeah, so we've typically done, you know, the course meal in the past, sit down. And this year, we wanted to lighten it up a little bit, give people more of an opportunity to mingle around, look at the different items. And so we went with Kevin Serrar over there at Patton Block, and there's going to be a large amount of hors d'oeuvres, of appetizer-type foods. We've even got a meat cutting area.
Pork loin.
Yes.
Pork loin, but at a carving station.
Carving station.
You can make a sandwich to make sure that you get filled up for the evening. And then a charcuterie board as well by Erica with Gather.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Tyler was under the impression that heavy hors d'oeuvres meant a bowling ball with cheese around it.
I just thought it was watermelon.
We'll have to take note of that for next
year. Here's your complimentary watermelon.
It's an idea for you for next year. There you go. Nicole Rosencheck and Charlene. Why do I not have your name?
Sullivan
in front of us. I was going to say something else, but my mom and my parents had friends. Last name was Sexton. Her name was Charlene, too. So,
wow.
I was getting that confused with you. But, no, it's going to be – it's always a wonderful, wonderful event. So are the tickets – are you down to a limited number of tickets for entry to the event?
Yeah, we are pretty proud to say that, you know, we've grown this year, and we of course don't want to exclude anybody, but if you are thinking about it, I would say jump on it as soon as possible to get your tickets so that we can kind of lock in those final numbers.
So either call the Costa Catholic Academy, call the school and ask for tickets, or again the website,
it's costaauction.givesmart.com.
okay, and you can get yourself registered, get your tickets there. And what's the cost on the tickets?
$50.
Okay. So it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful event once again. And again, you don't have to attend if you want to bid on some of the items too. There's some for you if you can't be there. Okay. So I know sometimes people's like, okay, I'm not going to be in town, won't be around, won't have time to bid. If they want to help out monetarily anyway, how would they go about doing that?
There's a direct link to just a donate now button on that same website.
Okay.
We also have our $20,000 grand prize cash raffle that will be drawn that evening, but you can buy a raffle ticket until Friday at noon. So we make sure your ticket gets in. And you can also do that through the costaauction.givesmart.com. And then as far as the silent bidding goes, you can set a max bid just like on eBay. So if there's something, you know, you're willing to go to $500 on this item, you just enter that in, and it'll keep you in winning until it surpasses that amount.
So there you go, Tyler, for the bowling ball with cheese. You put $500 on that,
and
you'll be all good.
It's going to be a party at my place.
The annual Costa auction is happening this Friday. I'm going to take a quick break here, come back, and talk a little more. It's 8:21. This is Galesburg's Morning News. Been going on for a long time, 36 years now? the Acosta Catholic Academy auction. Charlene Sullivan and Nicole Rosencheck joining us to talk about the event that's coming up again this Friday evening at the Vault here in downtown Galesburg. We were just talking off the air a little bit more about some of the other items going up for bid, some on the silent, some on the live. And you said one of the things you mentioned, Charlene, condo stay in Orlando, is that right?
Yes, there's a week stay at a condo. It's about 5 minutes from Walt Disney World, and kind of positioned between Disney and Universal Studios. So it's for 7 nights, and it's a 2-bedroom condo. So
wow,
be a great family getaway. And the owner of the timeshare already booked it, so it's set. So there's no, you don't have to worry about blackout dates. You can change it based on availability, but it's set for the week prior to Thanksgiving.
I'm guessing the top bid, Nicole, will go to what the radio station donated. Don't you think that would be absolutely the top bid? That could be
it.
That could garner, you know, $50,000, I think.
I think it's going to carry the auction, honestly.
talk about what we're going to be doing.
No, this is actually really great. I had got a Brian Prescott, and I was thinking, when I was a kid, I would come and I shadowed the radio station several times, which is kind of one of the reasons I think I started working here part-time when I was young.
Didn't you also do like a weekly like a report for the high school or something?
Yes, I would call into Terry Cavanaugh. Yeah. So I was thinking, could we do something like a DJ for the day or just a job shadow type thing? And so Brian went above and beyond, and Roger, and it's really cool. So a student will have the opportunity to come spend the day at the radio station, bounce from different studios to the newsroom, and then as their day wraps up, spend some time with marketing and build a commercial for Costa to run. So the child gets not only a chance to see what everybody does here at the radio station, but then make an on-air commercial. So I think that was really a neat idea.
Yeah, that is really cool. And I think if it's Tyler, my guess is if it's a second grader that can come in and replace me and the show will not
give
be
us
any
a run
different.
For our money.
Might even be better. I don't know. Well, that's just, I mean, there's just so many and unique items as well, which that's one of those.
Yes. Yeah. We've had a lot of unique items. A lot of people have just, they've been so supportive and welcoming with this event and willing to give us some really great things to auction off. So we're really thankful for that.
Anything, I know people into the sports stuff, whether it's like tickets to events or any, what do we have on that front?
We have 4 tickets to Cubs versus Astros. I know it's a Sunday game and they're bleacher tickets. There's also 2 tickets to a Cardinals game in St. Louis. And I don't remember the dates on that. But
And I believe they're playing the Reds. Maybe at that game.
Games
I don't
that
know.
Might have a chance to win is what you're saying,
I know. Yeah. It's a sore subject right now, Tom.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, we've got some signed jerseys and other things like that. So yeah.
Yeah, for any White Sox fans, there's a signed Lance Lynn jersey.
Mm-hmm. Former Cardinal great Lance Lynn, by the way. You always have to precede it with that.
Okay. Yes.
right, Tyler? Sure. Did you know Charlene has her Bears cup over there?
All right.
See, there you go. Bear brethren for you there. All right. She's just like, I don't know, it's just the one I grabbed.
Absolutely.
Might have been an accident.
I think someone left it at our house and we just inherited it.
Maybe you can auction that off. How about that?
There you go.
All right. So the annual Costa Catholic Academy auction is again happening this Friday night. It'll be at the Vault here in downtown Galesburg. Doors open at 5:30. Silent auction will get underway right away. You can start bidding on things, heavy hors d'oeuvres at 6:30. And then the live auction at 7:30. Who's your auctioneer that's going to be taking care of that?
Yeah, so my husband is part of Sullivan Auctioneers.
Okay.
But actually, so he did it for several years, and then he recruited Kyle Ferguson. He's from the Bushnell area. Okay. So he has been our auctioneer for the past few years, and mm-hmm. Kyle does a great job.
All right. Well, sounds like it's going to be a great event. Nicole, anything else we need to know about the annual Costa auction?
Just that, to just emphasize again, to log on to that GiveSmart website, and there's the opportunity to grab your tickets today. But if you can't be there, share that link with those who want to support Costa from afar. Bid online. It's open now for those silent auctions, and also that opportunity with those raffle tickets to win the $20,000.
All right. Charlene, anything else you'd like to add?
Just thank you for having us, and thank you so much to everyone who's helped with the auction and donated to the auction, and we couldn't do it without everybody's support.
Need any volunteers still, or you pretty much have things covered?
Are you volunteering?
I'm volunteering Tyler.
Okay.
Eye roll.
No, we've been good. We've had a lot of turnout with volunteers, so we're very thankful.
Good deal.
For that.
All right. Nicole Rosencheck and Charlene Sullivan joining us here this morning. Ladies, thank you so much, and best of luck with the event coming up again Friday night.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is.